This is part 4 of my Paramount Public Interest Report. I am Sean. The following are my words, my official report, which is the truth, the whole truth, and not anything other, as God as my witness. As you know from my report and records, they wanted to stop me from fully understanding that persons running policing and systems were and are for years playing in a market of material of youth under guise of investigating. And they wanted to stop me from letting others know, lest we all figure out what their secret was for years. As you know from my public report and Paramount podcasts, this began on August 28, 2015, when I was abducted and thrown inside a totally corrupt remand, thrown in that under what lawyer Ronald Moran called BS trumped up charges. After a threshold of chance, I got bail on December 16, 2016, yet in 2017 I was being threatened further by corrupt cops, threatened, once they found I was working to make public the danger I was put in, and working to make public the Titanic scandal of being kidnapped, anti-lawfully hidden away as a political prisoner, tortured, in life-threatening ways targeted, and unlawfully, yes unlawfully falsely labeled, all to bury my story and knowledge. What knowledge? I found knowledge on inner designing of systems, yes, but I am feared for my ways of putting what is complicated into words, for poor or little people, as I am an unprecedented author who is of a gift of virtue with power to put into words the nature of people and things. I give insights on communications, words, language and terms, any nature of sounds and appearances, illusions and illusions. I examine and judge the nature of past and modern concepts, and what people say is legally or naturally anterior or posterior, and I teach the difference between effects and affects. I judge what is counterfeit, and I raise and ward off what is not. Therefore, to try to get knowledge of who I am and my story on the web, in 2017 I spent 7 months homeless, hiding away in the winter and cold. I first tried heading to hide for a while in the town of Banff Mountains. I spent the $2,000 I had taking a taxi to head there and back. Inside Edmonton I was stalked and hunted for 7 months by corrupt cops trying to stop what I know from becoming published. Fighting to get what I know to the World Wide Web, witnessing that I was being hunted and stalked, I was forced to eat what I found in a 7-Eleven garbage bin and ate food found in a Safeway bin. What I found to eat had not passed the last day of the expiry date. By evidences I witnessed of being stalked, I must strongly suspect immigration surveillance technology was illegally used day and night to stalk me, and cops stalked me while I tried to head to eat from trees which had crab apples. I was freezing, exhausted, treacherously abused, was hunted, and I lost much of my body weight and muscle mass. At a point cops stalked me, by trees near the Saskatchewan River. That was in the evening. I was not able to find clear pathways, and for hours I was forced to try not to fall into the river while I was being hunted, working to get away from being abducted and remanded again. I was forced to use little change I had to make phone calls. For free speech I have suffered as one of the most abused citizens in Canadian history, and world history. Not even Martin Luther fought and suffered as hard as I for truth and human rights, and so any that ignore me are obviously not really connected to God, not really connected to reality, or they are not graced with a correctly functioning conscience. Sociopaths running Canadian systems televise the terms mental health. That is to mind police you unlawfully using terms that disarm and rerut your mind with insanely obtuse contradicting. What is a sociopath? A sociopath is a hypocrite psychopathy nature that is about rich positioning, yes is about possessing advantage, a narcissist that uses propaganda branding and labeling. They that are simply a psycho might simply instantly convert into invitations, a want to cause others to be affected, in fear, or expired. Keep in mind psychiatrists and psychologists ignorant of possible reality of hellfire sell their souls to cloak and conceal that they are hypocrites. Psychologist Michael J. Crowley authored a book on Anglican churches molesting children, yet he later was charged for what he previously wrote is inexcusable and reprehensible. Psychiatrist Kim Fraser hosted international seminars on child porn, yet she herself was later accused of being involved in material. Everyone must beware of any sounding a trumpet at citizens, any that are fear-mongering to mind control and brainwash, to divert, and to backstairs themselves to their private lusts that are riddling our world and rights. I call all people to trust my leading. I was not targeted because I cannot. I was targeted because they know I can. After the 7 months of being homeless, weathering freezing temperatures, sleepless nights, hunger, and systemically rooted hounding perils, in October 2017 I was abducted by the Meadowlark Library, by cops that I discerned are violent, shameful child predators. A cop ran at me and assaulted me and broke my glasses and blackened my eye. I later got bail. This is not a Canada thing. Every nation worldwide need to behold and examine and pay attention to what was done to me. Now, if the time is reasonable to you, head to part 5, public interest audio podcast of my official story report.